KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always BBC streaming News, on the Civic Media Finch. App.
With half of the country under heat alerts, the White House directed the Labor Department to remind workers that they have heat-related protections under federal law. ABC's Alex Stone says the extreme temperatures are dangerous in Arizona.
After weeks of daily temperatures above 110 degrees and nighttime lows in the 90s, Maricopa County is reporting 25 deaths this year attributed by the medical examiner to have been connected to heat. That's up 7 in the past week.
A federal judge rejected the plea deal that President Biden's son Hunter reached with prosecutors to avoid jail time on tax and gun charges. She took issue with Hunter Biden receiving immunity from future prosecution and gave the sides 30 days to reach a new agreement. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell now says he's fine after freezing mid-sentence during a session with reporters Wednesday. This is ABC News. An apparent coup in the West African country of Niger. Soldiers there claiming that they have taken control from the democratically elected president. ABC's Tom Rivers has the latest.
Members of the military say all institutions have been suspended and security forces are managing the situation. They also urge external players not to interfere. Observing while on a trip to New Zealand, Secretary Blinken.
We are calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum. We're calling for the immediate respect for the rule of law and for public safety.
Blinken adds all employees and their families at the U.S. Embassy are accounted for. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Investigations underway in New York City after a fire and collapse that sent part of a huge construction crane plummeting to a Manhattan street. It happened yesterday morning. 12 people hurt. The fire started in the crane's engine compartment. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Today was day 3 of testimony in the trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Shabusiness is on trial for killing and dismembering Shad Therion back in February of 2022. Today, the jury watched video of Shabusiness telling detectives how she dismembered Therion after killing him. So far in the trial, the jury has learned how the victim's mother found her son's remains, heard from detectives who were first on the scene, and saw a photo Shabusiness took of herself with a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer. We'll keep you posted on any new developments. The Oneida Nation is celebrating its 200th anniversary of being in Wisconsin this week. According to ExploreOneida.com, the Oneida arrived in northeast Wisconsin when it was still part of the Michigan Territory in 1823. The celebration at various locations around the area started yesterday and runs through July 30th. For more information on events and activities, please visit ExploreOneida.com. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And we were talking, Jim, there's never any trouble down here. You know, you never hear of fights or whatever. But no. If there ever was, whatever side these guys are on, I'm joining.
we're feeling pretty safe right now. We got four. We're joined by four of our finest military veterans, or the veterans, they're active right now, who are, you know, tell us.
Yeah, first of all, you got so many things over there. I loved looking at the helicopter, which was very cool. Is that a Cobra?
It's an Apache, sir.
An Apache. I'm sorry. It's Apache. And I saw the drone. We're going to be talking with some of the drone guys. But do you guys do this on a regular basis, travel around? Like, where are you from? Where are you based? And a little bit of your past history, if you don't mind, and your units.
Sure. My name's Lieutenant Colonel Keith Benoit. I'm the commander of the 6th Squadron, 6th Cavalry Regiment at Fort Drum, New York. So if you go out to Syracuse, drive about an hour north, don't hit Canada, and you'll be where we're stationed. In our unit, we have 24 of those fine H-64 Apaches out there, 9 of the RQ-7 Bravo Shadows, which these two gentlemen will talk about here in a little bit, and about 500 great Americans inside our organization. Wow. I'm originally from Worcester, Massachusetts, so Central Mass, and I'll turn it over to John.
Terrific.
Yeah, so I'm a maintenance test pilot inside of the squadron. I'm originally from Burleson, Texas. That's where I call home. I grew up with both my parents in service.
So. A lot of people from Texas here.
That's true.
Isn't that it's the greatest state.
We have met so many people here from Texas. It's incredible.
He just said the greatest state. Right, Johnny and I live in Green Bay. We don't live together. We each have our own family.
He wanted me to move in, wife and his dog didn't.
I have parties all the time. He hasn't been invited yet. But anyway, and people love Green Bay, and we talked to the Community Foundation guy earlier today. But the love that Texans have for their state is unbelievable. I used to work for a company, and part of my region was Texas. And I went down to the guy, and I asked him, if you'd ever been to the Midwest, because that's where I spent a lot of time, goes, why the hell would anyone ever want to leave Texas? That guy saw no reason. I mean, you guys want to get out of the union sometimes. You're so confident. You know? But anyway, we're glad you're here, and thank you for your service.
And it's a very patriotic state.
Oh, yes, my God.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, Johnny and I were over at your booth yesterday. Have you been to the EAA before?
No, so this is my first time out here. It's amazing.
What do you think? I mean, right?
So it's a great experience. We have met people from all across the United States, all across the world, and it's been a great opportunity to explain to them what it is that we do inside the United States Army as helicopter pilots and just get an opportunity to talk about the amazing machine that we get the opportunity to fly.
As a fan or whatever you want to call it, what have you guys walked around and looked at that was pretty cool?
For us, going over the Warbirds was awesome.
Yeah, that's something.
I'm a big history nerd, so I absolutely love reconnecting with our heritage, and that's really where we came from. If you look back at the Army Air Corps, You know, that's kind of where we started. And the other part of it is our Vietnam veterans. We've had a lot of folks come over to the Apache that are former Cobra gun pilots from Vietnam. We had a chance last night at one of the stops we were at to sit down with a couple of guys that were Vietnam helicopter pilots.
Oh, cool.
It, for us, it's just mind-blowing. For, you know, they come over and thank us, and we're like, no.
Right.
We're not doing anything. You know, I mean, we've both deployed to combat a few times, but it was really nothing compared to what those gentlemen had to go through. So we're constantly in awe of those guys. Those are our heroes.
Isn't it funny, you know, people can ask for autographs from Packer players, whatever. I'm like you guys. I'd rather have an autograph of somebody like yourselves or a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. That's where the brass ones come from.
100%. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding just to get to hear their experiences and then have them thank us. And it's like, I volunteered for this. Some of y'all didn't have the choice, and we greatly appreciate what they did and them sharing their experiences with us.
What are some of the similarities that you guys could relate to?
Between us and the Vietnam veterans?
Yeah.
Flying helicopters at the end of the day is still flying helicopters, and you can't beat flying off the tops of the trees, which is how we train and fight now. So
isn't that crazy?
It is.
I've got one buddy. I've written books on war veterans, and my last one included a bunch of Vietnam veterans. And one of the gentlemen from Fond du Lac Springs, your big rivals in high school, Jim. How many times did you get your butt kicked from your 103-pound wrestler from the guys from Fondy Springs?
Okay, let's move on to our guests. <Sorry. laughs>
But anyway, he said they would be flying through these almost tunnels of trees because they had to be below the trees because the North Vietnamese, you weren't as good of a target when you were really... But you had to be incredibly careful while you were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the same things you guys have experienced?
Yes, to a T.
Wow.
We have definitely a different definition of low level than our fixed-wing partners do.
So. Oh, yeah.
As we let the A-10 guys know the other day. So.
Wow.
I only had a chance to do it one time when I embedded in Afghanistan as a reporter, and he said we're going to fly, is it nape of the earth?
Nap
of the earth. Okay.
Nap near as possible.
And I was like right behind the gunner on the right side. Well, is that what it stands for?
See, John's been—he's been bragging about this nap for the last 10 years. He never—I knew you didn't know what you were talking about. Finally set you straight.
You're right.
Near as possible.
What I'm saying is, you'd see like a mountain coming up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, okay, let's go up, fellas. It's like, we're in that. It's like incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But can you describe that? I'm sorry, Jim, but can you just describe the strategy in that? Why
sure.
you do that?
Yeah. I mean, we do it basically to. As we look at what the next fight for the Army is going to be, so yeah, we've spent the last 20 years fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. The air defense threat really wasn't much. I mean, it was small arms, things like that. So the reason we do it is to kind of confuse any type of radars or whatever's looking for us. We try to make ourselves as close to the ground as possible to confuse with like ground clutter, things like that. That way, even if that radar operator or whoever that is trying to track us, even if it confuses them for 1 second, that might be the 1 second I need to get away.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Hey Jim, we're nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You and I, we're nobody.
I knew that before these guys
I did too, but I'm just saying, you ought to have it reinforced.
Just underscores it,
on
right?
a regular basis.
So you guys, you're young guys. You're interested
in... Well,
maybe.
You are for your rank. How old are you?
How old 47.
Are you? Oh, you look younger.
Yeah,
you
do? I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. You are not 47.
I am not 47. That is correct.
Well, tell me how old you are.
So I am 33 years old.
Oh, you're 33.
Yep.
You guys
my birth year starts with a 1.
All right. Johnny and I are getting older, so you guys, everybody looks younger to us. But we're here at the EAA Air Venture. 650,000 people are going to attend here. We've got 10,000 aircrafts. And there's a big push here for youth. To get the youth in, Boeing picks up the tab for anyone under 18, which I think is awesome.
Oh, 100%.
They're going to be coming on. And just a lot of programs. And, of course, with EAA.org, there's 900 chapters. Tell me about your interest in aviation. Like, when did you get the hook?
So for me, especially, I grew up on a lot of Navy installations, and there was always airplanes and helicopters around. And
were you a brat?
Marines don't have brats.
Oh,
but
I'm
yes.
sorry. Okay.
Yes, indeed. So I've been around air shows a significant amount, and I've had opportunities to come to events like this, but this is obviously my first time at EAA, and this is really what ignited my passion for aviation and being around aircraft in general. So
that's pretty
living
cool.
the dream.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We talked about when we had the one of the directors of this as just exposure is just the name of the game to youth because. You know, some people might look at this as impossible.
I certainly did, yes.
You know, and here you are, you know?
Yeah. Don't know how I made it, but someone thought it was a good
well,
idea.
You know what? You guys were talking to Vietnam vets, and, you know, when I interviewed them, they were obviously late 60s, early 70s. But when they would tell me how old they were when they were flying missions, they were like 19.
Oh, yeah.
Flying these missions, 19. Yeah. What were you driving when you were 19, Jim?
Yeah. Moped.
We've all been there.
And I had a horse. So.
Oh, yeah. You guys ever have a Shetland pony? Do they have Shetland ponies in Texas?
I've seen many a Shetland pony, uh-huh. Yes.
He had a Shetland pony growing up.
That's something to get you from point A to point B.
We're trying to really connect with here. The Army's got, we're paid to be here by the recruiting command. That's who fits the bill,
sure,
for us to be here. And really it's twofold for us. One, the Army is the only service that does not require a college degree to fly aircraft. Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force all require college degrees. So we have what's called the Warrant Officer Flight Training Program. Anybody that comes up and talks to me about it, I immediately send them over to John, because he's a warrant officer. But we are trying to connect with the youth and show them we're not here to enlist people and things like that, but we're trying to promote awareness of the programs that exist within the military. If you want to fly helicopters, it's actually a pretty simple process. You can enlist in the Army to be a helicopter pilot.
That's
the
awesome.
Only service you can do that.
We talked, maybe it was last week. I don't know, John. We had that guy in from Vietnam, but the enrollment in some of the branches is not what they want it to be, And I think the Marines are holding their own, but some of the other ones, and I think part of our job, we were hired by Civic Media to engage with the community. Like, we don't care what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. We don't really care too much about what Trump's.
But I've seen what's on his laptop.
But
oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. Are you kidding me?
Just get John back to our guests.
Okay.
But my point on this is that we have all this national hoopla, but our job, we have a reach of 400,000 people that could listen to us. 40 of them are. No, it's more than that. our numbers are better than that. But it's an opportunity, and I think we have to talk about the positive things.
Yeah, so
I mean, look at you guys.
I want to say about, we looked at the percentages, about 80% of the folks that are enlisting in the military right now are from military families, which is
wow.
A crazy number, right?
So, you're right.
So really, what we want to get away from, we've actually done, John and I have done, I think this is our third air show / community relations
yes,
event.
It is.
We've just done together, the two of us. I think this year alone, I've done 7. Where we fly a helicopter out, myself and another warrant officer flew down to Virginia, and we just landed in high school football fields.
Awesome.
And had kids come out and check out the helicopter and all this other good stuff. So really what we're trying to do is connect back with the American public. I think over the last 20 years of war, we've kind of, it's not like Vietnam where the draft was going on and everybody knew somebody that was deployed or they had been in the Vietnam War. Today, that's really not the case. We're a little disconnected from the public. Part of that's our fault, we admit it, but part of it is just due to the last 20 years of war. So what we've tried to do with these events, at the very least, is come out and say, hey, we serve you, we're your Army. We want you to meet us. We're just regular people that wear great cowboy hats and
Hey, you guys always look cool. I mean, that you guys, you can't
run. That's number one rule.
When we're walking around here, you guys do stand out.
You guys do. You got the right uniforms. The hats are awesome. What is the...
It's a Stetson.
Okay.
It's a cavalry tradition. Back in the day, cavalry troopers would wear their Stetsons to protect themselves from the sun, to make sure that their horses were able to get water. And then we continue to carry that tradition on forward with us as time has gone on.
What's the medal?
The insignia?
On my Stetson specifically, I have my rank, which is CW2. So I've got the silver bar with the two black dots. I've got my cavalry sabers and my aviation wings directly underneath it.
Outstanding.
They look the part, and you guys, obviously, you're a good representative.
You guys are great looking recruiters. You look like recruiter posters.
Yeah. If you'd have landed in my high school with a helicopter, I'd be signed
up. They would have taken it. Gentlemen, thank you. We're bringing two of the other guys right after this break. Thank you so much
you guys
for your amazing
are awesome.
Service. Thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 90 today under partly cloudy skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 68. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Upper 70s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Another look at the short range. High of 90 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine are the Mayor coming your way from EAA in Oshkosh right now. Having a great time with these phenomenal, phenomenal young Americans in camo. And our two gentlemen were just fantastic to talk to.
Yeah.
And we have two other gentlemen right now. Now, first of all, First Sergeant, right?
Sergeant First Class.
Sergeant First Class. Sergeant First Class Schmidt, you have the exact same last name as him. You're about 6'3", 245 pounds of muscle. Are you two related?
We're both first class, Johnny. Let's just start with that.
I agree with that. We are absolutely first class.
Okay. Thank you for saying that.
It's the German in you, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
But another thing we have in common is we both have a perfect face for radio.
Thanks. Oh, God, we got the comedian.
Check.
All right,
okay,
here.
There we go.
All right, so as you were saying, We're both German. We're very proud of our heritage.
Yes. And it's kind of rare to have Schmidt spelled that way, right?
Pardon me?
It's kind of rare to have Schmidt spelled that way.
Right. There's a lot more DT Schmidts.
Yes.
And then he started talking about face for radio, but I didn't hear that part.
That.
Welcome. We're glad you guys are here. We talked to you a couple days ago, and very impressed with what you're doing. And also, you are a young man.
I'm CW2 Anthony Silva.
Chief Warrant Officer, right?
Chief Warrant Officer, too, yes.
All right, and where do you hail from?
I hail from Bisbee, Arizona.
Yeah, we were just talking about that when I worked in Tucson on TV. I used to cover their football team.
Yep, absolutely. Go Pumas.
Go Pumas, absolutely.
And let me guess, you played football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you.
In those small Arizona towns, all the guys played football one or another.
And tell me about your interest in the military, your interest in flying, just a little bit about when you were a kid. What got you engaged in this industry?
Yeah, so I was looking at joining the military right out of high school. My dad was working as a DEA agent for the state of Arizona. I wanted to be a wheeled mechanic at first, and he told me I really don't want to do that. Showed me some Predator footage of him doing a drug raid, and I was hooked ever since.
Wow.
I wanted to be the one that was actually watching people do that type of
was
stuff.
Was he in Nogales?
No, he was actually in Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh, in Bisbee, okay.
Yes.
Wow. You're 4th Division, right?
That's where I deployed from, yes.
Yeah, that's a very, very traditional, I mean, very historic division going back to World War II. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really something to
wear. And Mr. Schmidt, tell us a little bit about your
1st Division?
Yep, so that was my very first deployment. So I enlisted straight out of high school. I was infantry. So my love of aviation kind of came a lot different from a lot of these gentlemen. So my first deployment in Afghanistan, you know, we're always out on the ground,
right,
walking through the villages. Sometimes we would need to call in aviation support.
Absolutely.
So, you know, to seeing those helicopters come in, give us that close air support that we needed, kind of spurred my love for aviation. And that's why I changed my job to come in and work in the aviation field.
You know, we were just talking with the other gentleman before us, and they talked about they had a lot of Vietnam vets stop by your booth here. And I had Vietnam vets, one of the books I wrote, who were on the ground. They said there is no better sound in the world in your lifetime than when you're in trouble and you would hear the boom, 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 boom.
That is absolutely accurate. Absolutely accurate.
And you were on the ground and heard that sound that gave you some comfort, and then you worked into that industry, into that. That's an awesome.
Absolutely, yep. So I re-enlisted to work on the OH-58 Delta Kiowa, which at the time was the Army's scout helicopter.
Okay.
So it could perform, you know, attack missions as well as reconnaissance missions.
Okay.
So when they started phasing that out, I was given the opportunity to transfer over into the Army's drone program, which took over the Army's reconnaissance and surveillance mission.
That's what we want to talk about.
Right.
You got that one drone over there. And like I told Jim, I said this before you guys came on. I said, I want to live my life clean enough that I'm never going to be a target for these guys with one of those drones.
The way you guys, your demeanor, your demeanor and that equipment, we want to be on your side.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what you guys fire from that, can you? Or is it classified?
No. So we have a laser designator. We pair really well with the Apaches.
Okay.
So we'll go up what's called MUM-T. It's called manned-unmanned teaming. We can laser designate for a target, and they can fire their Hellfire from a safe distance. And with that code, with that laser designator, the Hellfire will impact target.
So do you have – so, I mean, I've seen it in movies more than, you know, news-type things. But it's like you'd show – they'd have, like, a truck traveling through the desert someplace, and then they'd get clearance and basically say, okay – here we go, right? And then all of a sudden it'd be...
Yeah, pretty much. It's a little bit more build up than that.
I'm doing the movie version.
Jack watches a lot of TV.
So the aircraft that we work on doesn't actually carry munitions.
Okay.
It is strictly reconnaissance, security, and target acquisition.
So you guys are the ones following that truck?
Correct,
yes.
Yep.
Got it, okay.
Yep, and then the previous gentlemen, they'll be sitting out there in their Apache just waiting for the green light saying, hey, we've got track on the target. We'll do all the coordination, and then they can fire their missiles from a safe distance away.
Wow, that's amazing. And the ones down below never knew it hit them.
Nope.
Never knew it hit them. That's outstanding.
That's terrific what you guys do. So what are you doing now? Tell me what your career is like right now. You're obviously not deployed.
So I'm a maintenance platoon sergeant with the 6th Squadron, 6th Cavalry Regiment. So my job is to manage all of the maintenance that takes place on our fleet of UAVs. I manage all the maintenance. I coordinate all of the support that we need from other units or civilians.
Wow.
And we just manage the entire maintenance program.
How tough was maintenance with that dust in Afghanistan and Iraq?
I think a lot of us call it sand.
You know, it adds another level of difficulty to it. But the facilities in Afghanistan, depending on where you're at, we do have, you know, maintenance tents that help keep a lot of that dirt out.
Yeah.
That, you know, sand is the great defeater of a lot of things.
Right.
So the cleanliness is an extremely important thing when it comes to performing any kind of maintenance.
Those sandstorms are just ridiculous.
They're not fun.
They're unbelievable.
They are not fun.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, I never thought that I could get it could rain mud.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
Where were you deployed? Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yep. So I've been deployed 3 times to Afghanistan, twice in the southern area, and once up in the northeastern.
Okay. How about yourself?
I've been deployed 3 times. Twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq.
What'd you like better?
I would have to say Iraq.
Yeah. It's a little more modern day, isn't it?
Yes.
What base were you at?
I was in Al Asad.
Oh, Al Asad, that's big. Yeah. Okay. Can you guys stick around?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is too fascinating to let go.
Right.
We stick around through the break. Mind of the Mayor coming your way from EAA, which is with some phenomenal Americans. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.
President Biden's son, Hunter, remains in legal limbo after a federal judge upended a plea deal. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains what happened.
The agreement unraveled in real time in the Wilmington courtroom of Federal Judge Mary Ellen Noreika. The judge raised questions about whether Hunter Biden might face ongoing legal liability even after pleading guilty to two tax-related misdemeanors. Hunter Biden and his attorney said it was their understanding that the plea deal would end the federal probe, but when prosecutors didn't signal their agreement, the deal came undone. The judge gave the parties a month to regroup.
More than 170 million people from Maine to Southern California are under heat alerts.
Hello, I'm Tony
President
Evers,
Biden today will discuss steps to keep people safe
to pay
from
for
heat.
Rent, utilities,
investigators in New York City
service.
Now say the fire that caused a crane
for
collapse in Manhattan
Green Bay News,
may have been
I'm
caused
Traba.
By a hydraulic
what you need
fluid
to know.
Leak.
Business owners
this
downtown are still
News.
Coping with the fallout from a car that rammed into a building. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Demolition is scheduled to start today on the Main Street Commons building following Sunday night's crash that caused irreparable damage. Some businesses have been forced to relocate. In all, 14 businesses were affected. Main Street between St. George Street and North Irwin Avenue will be closed until at least Friday. Yesterday, the Brown County DA's office charged the woman who caused the damage by crashing her minivan into the building, 29-year-old Marissa Reed. Reed is being charged with reckless driving, bail jumping, and driving with a suspended license.
Last night's Mega Millions drawing for the $820 million jackpot resulted in a tie. None of us won the big prize. Again, the jackpot for Friday night's drawing is now $910 million.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today. To find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Oconee counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk.
Welcome back. My Norm the Mayor coming your way from EAA in Oshkosh. WGBW caught you in mid-sentence over there, Jim. We're having a great time with these gentlemen. Wow, United States Army. You know, you wonder if our armed forces are in good hands when you look
at people
like this.
You know, we had a couple of your coworkers on earlier, and now you guys here. You have a demeanor about yourself that gives us taxpayers a lot of confidence. You know, you know what you're talking about, and very respectful, and I just hope people who are listening understand what a career opportunity. You both seem very happy with your decision.
And you both represent your divisions well. Both very, very
right.
traditional,
right.
extreme. I mean, 1st Division, 4th Division, World War II, forget about it. They were all over the place, did tremendous things.
Right.
So carry on that tradition in that kind of fashion. It's great to see.
Are you happy with your decision?
Yeah,
absolutely. I've been in for about 14 years. Next month, I'm just going to keep doing it until I'm no longer happy. Still pretty happy with what I'm doing. So
now you guys were talking about. I have to ask one thing. I know you guys don't have the armament. You guys search out the things and everything like that. But can you guys talk at all about this new drone weapon where there's not other casualties and it's like a. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like a lawnmower blade that they can shoot at somebody right now?
Ooh, that one I'm not too sure about, to be honest with you.
John talked about it all the way up here. I can't wait to talk to these guys about this. John watches a lot of TV, so but you guys are the real deal.
Have you guys heard about that? The drone that fires? Okay. Come on here one second. Hey, we got to talk to Tex real quick here. Give him the mic.
Okay.
Tex, tell me about that thing.
So it's a kinetic kill weapon system.
Yes.
It's designed to reduce collateral damage by just utilizing the weight and impact force of the weapon system to destroy or kill the target, and then the surrounding population personnel are not are harmed or injured in any way.
So. Yes. Isn't that cool?
It is very much so.
Okay.
Awesome. I don't know if that – okay. What? That's something to look forward to. Yes.
I don't want to be at the receiving end of one. I'll tell you that.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna get him back. But I want to just talk about your career. And you said you're going to stay here as long as you're happy. 14 years. That's a long time, you know, and you obviously are happy.
Yeah, absolutely. The job is challenging. It's unique, different problem sets every day. So it's a constant thing every day. So it's fun. It's fun.
That's
it's great. Definitely.
Yeah, we were talking to a guy the other day about he's actually from Israel and he's creating. You may have seen him walk around.
It's close to your booth.
It's almost like a flying or a manned drone, is the way he puts it. It's electronically.
It's kind of like a mobile car, but the principles would be the same as a drone. And
pilot it yourself in the thing.
He thinks it's going to revolutionize.
But he was talking about, we were talking about this militarily wise, this could be a huge thing in the military.
Yeah, so we are looking at vertical takeoff.
That's
and
what
landing.
This is. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's something that we are looking at, and it's still in testing, so there's not a whole lot of information there.
We were here years ago when the Harrier was here. That was a very cool aircraft. Remember that? That was pretty neat. Hey, I can't, you know, I don't know how long you're going to be on, but I got to get back to the uniforms. I mean, really, you guys, tell me about your hat. You've got a lot of hardware on there, and
yeah, absolutely.
Jim's got a thing for hats.
It's really like this guy's got. Look at what he's got.
Is that part of the first Air Cav?
No, yeah. So I'm part of a 6-6, which is out of Fort Drum, New York. My unicorn on the back represents 10th Cab. My Blackhawks, that's on the back of here. That's the 5-1 Cav. That's the first unit I was in, coming straight out of advanced individual training. I have the Assassin's pin for Alpha Troop.
Can
I have
six,
that?
Six. We can't let you
can
just
borrow
pass.
That. Just walk around with it for a while.
That is like you don't have to tell me, but I'm very curious as to how you earned the Assassin's pin.
Honestly, I just went up to my troop and I asked, "Hey, how can I get a pin?" And they're like, $5. So there we go.
Oh man. Okay.
Oh,
I just want to tell you the way I got mine.
Yes.
I just that's
you
cool
killed a mouse in your garage.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I have my air crewman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, and then I have the EEA pen 70-year anniversary. So.
What do you think? We're talking with your buddies about this, too. As 10-year civilians or you're just tourists or whatever you want to call it, paying customers here, what are you guys most interested in seeing up close and personal?
I think my favorite thing so far has been going out to the fighter town out there.
Okay.
Going back, seeing how they do the, you know, historically accurate recreations.
Right.
You know, they do reveille every morning out there. They serve out of the mess hall.
Oh, cool.
And then they do the recreations of actual mission briefings for large operations during World War II, such as Italy and stuff like that.
Really? So awesome. They come in like first person, and you're like, you're living back then, and this is what...
Yep, absolutely. They're wearing period-accurate uniforms.
Cool.
And they're using the exact same data that would have been put out during the briefings for those missions. Same weather, you know, the bombing instructions, all that kind of stuff.
You know, there's a guy in Greece. Are you guys ever come back here, you think? Because there's a guy in Appleton I would love for you to meet. 97 years old, and he was a nose gunner.
You better hurry back, but yeah.
Wow. He was a nose gunner on a B-25 on one of the toughest raids in U.S. history, the oil fields in Romania. Ploestria, I think, was the name of it. And he said they were flying so low at times, Jim, because there were so many German fighters there and flak and everything, that some came back And Snow King, he said, with like tree branches, like that got sucked into their things and everything. They were that low flying in there because the flak was so tough and the German fighters were so tough. They lost 300 guys on one mission, and he survived it as a nose gunner. You, with your size, would have been a nose gunner. Wouldn't he have? Be honest. Would he be a perfect nose gunner?
They really have to add that.
Nonstop, right?
It's nonstop. And I pick him up in the morning at 4:30 and drive with him. So I'm into my third hour of John Mino. But anyway, what are you looking forward to in your division and what you're doing?
Just the consistent training that we have. It's tough and it's realistic. That's definitely something that I always look forward to. I think, you know, as we train, it has to be tough and realistic for the younger soldiers as well. So they actually have a sense of pride in what they do.
What do you look for in young kids that might come up to you and say, you know, I'm kicking the tires, kind of thinking about it. What kind of questions do you ask them to see if you think maybe they've got the moxie or the whatever talents or intelligence maybe even to become what you guys are?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing with that, that's the greatest thing about the Army is we are an all-volunteer force.
Right.
I mean, the first step for anything is getting information about it.
Right.
I'll be the first to tell you the Army's not for everybody.
Right.
But my biggest thing I would say to anybody out there is if you've ever considered joining the military, regardless of what branch it is, go talk to a recruiter. Get the information. The benefits are great. It does take a very special person to do this job. You have to have that intestinal fortitude. You have to be willing to do things that other people are not.
How long have you been?
Question about, you mentioned something earlier, and you talked about sometimes you'd have to call an air strike. Do people realize what's going through the pit of your stomach and in your mind when you guys walk into a Afghan village out in the middle of no place and you know you have eyes on you and you know a lot of those eyes aren't good eyes?
The general population, I would say, probably doesn't. It's something that's really hard to describe. It's kind of one of those you had to be there kind of moments.
Yeah.
It definitely changes your perspective on life.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're there. I mean, it's basically. And how long have you been in the service?
I've been in for 17 years.
All right, so you're 17 years, and obviously you like it. I mean,
Either guys join because of 9/11?
So I was in sixth grade when that happened. I think that was an extreme driving force for me.
Right.
You know, as long as I can remember, when I was a kid, I had an uncle who was in the National Guard. So, you know, there's photos of me wearing his uniform as a kid.
Cool.
So it's something that I had always wanted to do, and I knew it was something I was going to do.
How about for yourself?
So when 9/11 happened, I was actually on Fort Huachuca, Arizona. So that was kind of like
a garden spot.
Yeah, it was shut down. Everything was shut down. So that was something I remembered, and it was definitely something I wanted to do. My grandfather served in the Navy, so it's kind of what
I was awesome. Jim, what were the guys saying before them? What percentage of people that are enlisting right now?
80%
have a family member?
Have a family member who is in the military, which is, you know, that's good because they kind of know what they're getting into. But on the other hand, you're missing a pretty big market out there. And you talked about, you know, education, exposure, and talk to a recruiter. I mean, it's an opportunity. And you guys have obviously both pretty happy, and you continue to stay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, a lot of the view that people have of the Army is, oh, it's the Army, it's combat, it's all this other stuff. But they don't know all about all the benefits that come with it, which is why I say absolutely go talk to a recruiter. You find out the educational benefits, the job training, the health care, the dental care.
Not to pry, you're both happily married?
Absolutely, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I see your wedding rings. Good, and that's worked for your... I mean, any decision you make is a family decision.
Oh, that's an untold story, too, as far as when you guys go on a deployment... And mama back home is taking care of everything. That's a warrior in itself.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I have three kids, each one for each deployment. as I was getting out the door, each one. So
Afghanistan, come over here. Yeah. Iraq, come over here.
Yeah.
What's your name? I'm just kidding.
Afghanistan the second time.
Where's Ali Saad? What's the best thing about joining the military these days? If a kid asked you that.
The people.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would absolutely say the people. I have met some of the best friends that I will ever meet in my entire life.
I believe it.
You know, I met them 17 years ago. I still talk to people that I went through basic training with in 2006. And, you know, we can go years without talking to each other. And
As soon as we talk to each other, it's like we haven't missed a beat.
And you don't want to – there's a gentleman – Jim and I were leaving the other day. I saw a gentleman with the 25th Division Tropic Rainbow, I think it was, in Vietnam.
Tropic – they call it the Tropical Strawberry.
Yes. I always want to say Tropic Thunder, but that was a movie.
Yeah, but it's the Tropic Lightning Division.
Tropic Lightning, that's it. But I said, hey, you know, just could I just ask – he says, what years were in Vietnam? And he said 69-70. I said, well, those are – pretty crappy years to be there, obviously. Was, yeah, but you know what? He said, I was 18, 19 years old, and he said it made me a man. He said, I don't know what would have turned out in my life if I hadn't been there. It was terrible at the time, but it changed my life in a good way. And that's true, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely is.
So you guys, you got a great display here. I mean, it's very close to the media tent, very close to Boeing, and it's one of the better, they're all great displays. What's the most common question you ask? Or what do people, I saw your booth was very busy. What, you guys are laughing. You're both married, so don't give me that.
Each day,
that's
what we usually come back and we kind of ask, like, what was the most popular question? And the most popular one we get is, that's great. What is this?
With the drone?
Right? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you explain the whole thing to them then?
Yep, every time.
Well, one quick question for you. What type of talents would you like to have of somebody that wanted to get into your program?
So for the as a UAS operator, it's definitely critical thinking skills.
Okay.
There's a lot of it's a lot of technology that you have to deal with, and just you have to kind of think on the fly in a very short amount of time.
Same thing.
Kind of. As far as on the mechanical side, we more look for you know, having an interest in learning how things work.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's basic electrical theory, you know. Just the mechanical, how things work. That's kind of what we look for on the mechanicals, maintenance side.
Outstanding.
That's awesome. And really, the technology side, you'll teach that.
Yes, absolutely.
But and like I think like you said, in so many of these industries, but boy, if you're looking for an organization that's going to support you and your family through...
And have your back.
And have absolutely. Your back through your life. I mean, yeah, I think it's great. I'm so proud of you guys. Just sitting here, you guys give off a demeanor of like, I'll have no problem paying my taxes, right?
Correct. Yep. Yep.
Now you're going to start. Now that you're out of office. Wow. Did you know he was the mayor of Green Bay for 16 years?
Well, as a diehard Packers fan, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, from where?
I am from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Oh, all right. Very cool.
Yeah, your governor is running for president, so yeah.
Yep, so I've been a Packers fan my whole life.
So you flew right over the Vikings land to become a Packer fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He flew.
Oh, that's outstanding.
They did. Johnny, he flew over enemy territory.
Absolutely.
Well,
did you fly nap of the earth?
Absolutely. I mean, I was trying to catch a pass from Brett Favre, but
you ever come up to any games?
Oh yes.
Oh cool.
Good.
I call Lambeau as the mecca for Packers fans.
Oh, and that's very cool.
So Jenny and I were talking earlier, and I know we're up against a break here, but great time to be in Northeast Wisconsin, right? Because we at that Lambeau Field, we have training camp that opened yesterday, and really gives an opportunity for the fans to engage with the players, and we had the shareholders meeting. And then to come down here 50 miles, go to EAA, talk to you guys, learn about what's new in technology, plus a lot of history. I mean, pretty good time to be alive in Northeast Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Gentlemen, thank you so very much.
Right, you guys.
Thank you for your service. I know that sounds cliche, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We really do.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you.
Mind of the Mayor, we'll be back right after this.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 90. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies, tonight scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 68. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow highs around 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms, Saturday. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 90 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from EAA here in WGBW 97.9. It's going to be a hot one here. It's going to be a hot one at Packer training camp, but it's a beautiful morning, no question about it. And, man, those were just four of the most outstanding American men you'll ever want to meet in your entire life.
That is like going to training camp and talking to the four marquee players.
You're exactly
those
right.
Those guys were unbelievable. And just dedicated, and this was a fun morning. This is great down here. We're going to go walk around and see some more of the sights here. But, you know, I just hope people take advantage of what we have here.
And go talk to those guys. If you come down, they're right by almost like the hub area. It's real close to the tower.
Right.
Real close to the Boeing area, and you can't miss that because those planes are so massive, it's mind-boggling. Just incredible. So go talk to these guys. Very personable. All combat veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. And just the salt of the earth. And you know, you wonder if our country's in good hands military-wise. If that's a representation, we're in phenomenal hands.
We're in pretty good shape. And tomorrow, then, we've got an interesting show coming up, Johnny, right? We're talking about that. We touch a few things. We're going to wrap up the EAA, and we have the WASP. What is it? The WASP?
Yes, from the WASP. It's that organization we were talking about before. It's a museum.
That's right.
Now in Texas, and again, everybody's from Texas here.
There's a lot of people from Texas here.
But anyway, it's about the historic achievement by women pilots in World War II that very few people really know the whole story on. And we're going to have a person that pretty much runs the museum and tell us the story of this one lady named Gertrude, who was really something special. I've got Brandon Kinnard coming on from NBC 26 tonight on NBC 26 at 6:30. What are you going to be doing at 6:30
and
tonight?
He's coming on.
He's tomorrow he's coming on. But what are you doing tonight on 6:30 tonight?
Probably having another party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So I won't be at your house, obviously. You could be there, Todd. Were you invited to that one? No. Jason, I got it. But anyway, 6:30 tonight, NBC 26,
part of a special with
Ted Stefaniak, Brandon Kinnard, John Miller.
Guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And previewing the high school football season in Northeast Wisconsin.
And he's going to be a guest tomorrow, right?
And then he's going to be our guest tomorrow. He's covering Packer training camp. We'll talk a little bit about that, talk about the high school football season coming up, all those sorts of things.
So we have a couple EAA people because we have that women's organization and their commitment and really their advancement of the aviation industry, and they'll be on tomorrow. And then Mark Roloff, who is the city manager here, and he's going to talk a little bit more about you know, these things just don't happen, right? The Packers don't happen without a partnership with the community. EAA doesn't happen without a partnership. And just the mutual respect they have for each other. Then we have your guy coming on. And then we are going to have somebody come on to talk about it's a big weekend in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna shift from Oshkosh back to Green Bay for Art Fest.
But again, you know what? Let's just do this as a regional thing. It's a big week for the region.
Right, right.
You know, like I said, you got hundreds of thousands of people here. You got thousands pouring into Green for training camp. This is an awesome place to be.
Right, and then it's so exciting here Friday, tomorrow with the
War Birds, an air show flight line. That's pretty cool. The whole Veterans Parade happens tomorrow. And, of course, at Boyne Plaza. Right, the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight return at Boyne Plaza. That's going to happen at 6:15 tomorrow. So, you know, full day. You do your morning in Green Bay, afternoon here and evening. There's the air shows. And it's just, you're right. I mean, this region, which is our broadcast area, has so much going on. And, you know, we were hired by Civic to Media to talk about what's going on locally, and we have more guests lined up, right? And there's just a lot
going
on. Tell
the story.
And next week we have
a lot. We like to let them tell the story instead of us.
Right, right.
Because you always get sidetracked.
Yeah, oh yeah, John, you would never get off the rails and talk about some old movie that no one's ever seen. But I'll tell you what, we do have great guests.
What old movie have I talked about that nobody's ever seen?
We have a lot of great guests.
I talk about popular
movies. How about our guest on Monday? You want to just preview that or not?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So as...
This
you
is
know,
huge. This is really big.
It is. Chris Farley, who everyone knows Chris Farley, you know, Saturday Night Live, one of the funniest guys at
Tommy Boy.
Oh, man.
Love that movie.
He's good. And,
That'll leave a mark.
And really got into, you know, some wrong chemicals. And unfortunately, his life was taken way, way too early. His brother,
Tom,
talks about. The challenges that this country faces with drug addiction. And we've had some people on our show in the last few weeks. You know, we had Sandra Rank, right, who lost her son, young kid, 25 years old or something, to addiction. And, you know, what the community's doing. And, you know, as much fun as we have with EAA and Packer Training Camp and Art Fest, I mean, the reality of our community is we have our challenges, too. And to have Chris Farley's brother come on our show.
Travels worldwide to talk.
And that's cool that we have a friend of a friend. Actually, yeah, a friend of a friend who knows him.
Set it up for us, Christy. That was just fantastic.
So we're excited. That's Monday. We have a couple other things next week that I know.
We got a lot of stuff going on next week.
We do.
It's almost like the summer vacation aspect of summer is over, doesn't it, though?
I know.
You know, another thing we got to do Monday?
What's that?
It's not going to be pleasant.
No, we're not.
It's not going to be pleasant for either one of us, but we're doing it. Todd, tell him we have to do it. Todd's a big role with the corporation. Todd, tell him what we must
Todd
do Monday.
Todd is the brass. He's out of corporate.
Well, I hope I'm on the right thing. Does it have to do with a weigh-in or something like that?
Yeah, it does.
I saw that scale laying in the studio.
Yes.
Did you get on it?
We
no.
should. Okay.
Oh,
we should,
please.
Well,
it's off.
He doesn't need to get on it.
Oh, I do, but.
There's $100. We each have to bring in a $100 bill on Monday.
All right.
And officially hand it over to the other person.
So.
Who did one of two things, either lost the most or gained the least.
And Jason has to be the one to
witness.
Actually,
all right, yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jason is the one guy over there that we can trust.
All right. Are you sure?
Of the three of us.
Okay. I thought maybe I'll talk to you on the way home, but I don't know. Maybe shouldn't we postpone this for another month?
No.
No, Johnny, the only reason I'm saying that is because.
No, we're 1 month into the show.
Technically, neither of us have qualified because we both gained weight.
But it's like either who lost the most or gained the least.
That's the name of our diet challenge. That's not what I signed up for.
Yes.
But for those of you, in my defense, because Johnny gained 3 pounds, I gained 4. When you wake up in the morning and have coffee, and then because it's the Mino and the Mayor show, we have M&Ms, so those are all over our desk. And then the lady next door brings us free coffee, and she always wants to feature something new with all the sugars and spices in. So we got to get back to carrots.
Actually, I'll tell you what's killing me. Not killing me because it's so delicious, but the market right next to us. The brand new market.
Yeah.
They've got not for bread alone sandwiches.
I know.
Oh, are those things good?
I know. And
those things are so good. Yes.
I'm done. I'm not eating till Monday. So,
all right.
Okay.
All right.
But we look forward to it. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. I just want to thank the people here at EAA. Yep. Have they been as nice as
they've
can
been
be?
So nice. Dick Kapitsky and the entire gang. Everybody
right.
here is just
yeah.
as so it's helpful and cordial as you.
Three more days for you to come down and enjoy this show. Again, kids under 18 are free. There's so many things going on. Welcome the veterans that Friday, and there's the night shows, there's air shows all day, and a lot of history and a lot of new technology.
Yep, so, absolutely. And old stuff.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
That's cool. Those guys with the Warbirds and the flight thing.
Is that unbelievable?
That's unbelievable. I didn't know that about that flight line thing. I think that would have been fun, huh?
I know.
That would have been a blast. Yeah.
There's wow. just a lot of cool stuff going
on. Of all the things you've seen, of all the different types of aircraft, everything, which one do you think I'd be most adapt at handling?
The Guppy. You could
the Guppy. Okay.
You could fit in there.
I didn't mean that. I mean fly and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not. You're not
there.
No, you're a passenger.
All right.
This has been great. and just some great guests. Listen to, you can download our shows, especially that guy from Israel with the new flying car.
Yep.
It's all good stuff.
Thank you, everybody. We've had a blast here at EAA. Back in the studio tomorrow. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.